From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Tracy Dodson, the Assistant City Manager and Economic Development Director for the City of Charlotte. Tracy, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Abby. I'm looking forward to this.
So this economy that we find ourselves in has been drastically affected by the pandemic. We find ourselves with new norms, and new business operations, new strategies that will be long-lasting into our future. But before we get into that discussion, are there any new personal norms that you started during the pandemic that you're going to be continuing with in this post-pandemic world we find ourselves in? Any new hobbies, interests, technologies, anything at all?
So I will say there's a couple things. One, just this world of flexibility, right? So we never stopped coming to the office through the pandemic, but we did find, and when I say we, more of the executive team here at the city, we did find a different level of flexibility, right? You take your first couple of meetings or calls from home, you transition into the office, and we do the in-person portion like the middle of the day. And so I'm fingers crossed we can keep some of that going as people come back to work. The other thing that started, and I don't know if it was that we were all going home and drinking more wine to cope or what, but I have started walking around the office now with a really big Perrier bottle.
Oh, good. Staying hydrated is important.
Everybody jokes with me, what's really in there? But it's my forced water intake every day where I have a couple of these. And so I'm really hydrated now, probably more so than I was pre-pandemic.
Good. As of summer 2021, the Charlotte Future 2040 Comprehensive Plan was officially adopted. With the increased focus on creating more equitable communities and opportunities, how is the plan designed to address these ideals while mapping out the city's growth, and how will the city invest over the next 20 years?
So I think the plan really sets Charlotte up to live into its priority right now, which is equitable growth. We're trying to be intentional on the front end about how we make our investments for the long term. I think that it is crafted with the lens of equity in helping us set a vision forward where our city is going to become a place where the residents and businesses can all thrive. But I will say at the same time, the city is at an inflection point with growth where we have tough decisions. We have hard conversations to have about mobility or, you know, schools and parks and things like that. We're growing so fast, which is a good problem to have, but also creates its own problems. And so I think the plan starts to set out ways in which we can start to talk about this growth, but also talk about that growth in an equitable way. I think there's still a lot of work to be done in how we make our investments. The planning director and assistant city manager and I've had a lot of conversations about, you know, if you say something in the plan, how does that really translate 5-10 years from now in our investments, whether it be our infrastructure investments, whether it be things that impact our business community or our residents. And so there's still a lot of work to be done. I think the first step is what's to come next, which is our unified development ordinance with the purpose of creating some transparency for residents as well as the development community on where we are trying to go.
Across the Charlotte region, housing prices continue to be on the rise in accordance with the upward trajectory of the local economy. With that in mind, what are some of the steps the city has taken on both a budgetary as well as a planning standpoint to protect vulnerable communities and maintain affordable housing in the current economic landscape?
So I'll start with our current mayor. When she came into office as mayor, she immediately came out of the gate, this was several years ago, with a $50 million bond for affordable housing. We followed it up last year with another $50 million bond for housing. And she has put housing at the forefront of the conversations. Again, this goes back to our growth and understanding what's important and trying to get ahead of things. The private sector leaned in as well with raising money for affordable housing. And, you know, one of the things I always praise Charlotte about is that we are a community that's built on public-private partnerships. And so a lot of times, whether it be around mobility, whether it be upward mobility or housing, homelessness, our community really does lean in with the public sector to help find solutions. And so I talked about the $50 million bonds, but then also we have a little over $28 million in funding for FY21 to preserve almost 2,000 affordable housing units and protect. And so we're looking at not only what can we build, but what can we protect? And working closely with the private sector as well as we work through that. It's not a single tool. I think it's a lot of tools that we have to be intentional about.
In the middle of the pandemic, the city announced the Job Development Investment Grant to sustain the investment confidence in Charlotte and continue with the momentum of business growth. Now, in this seemingly post-pandemic environment, what have you seen change in regards to the businesses and as what they are seeking in terms of incentives and want to invest in the city's economy? And how is the city accommodating those needs?
So I will say that the one thing, I always call it our silver lining from COVID and the pandemic has been really bringing together the small business community. It's the first, last year, our first round of federal funding that we got, we did a lot of small business grants. And we estimated that we touched almost 20% of small businesses in our community. And that was just the local grants, right? You had the federal money, relief money that went straight to small businesses as well. But what it did, it has also allowed us to create a platform called Open for Business, which is meant to convene, be a place of resource for small businesses. We did other innovative things, well, not to duplicate that word, innovation grants that were helping businesses pivot during the pandemic and think a little bit differently. And so I'm really proud of the work that we've done with small business because I think we have come out of the pandemic more united, more focused on how to protect small businesses and help small businesses thrive. Other incentives, though, that we've talked about with medium to larger sized businesses is we've looked at and we've worked with businesses on opportunity hiring grants. So when you're hiring local talent, we had a specific one that if you were hiring somebody who had been displaced from COVID due to COVID from employment. And so we've looked at creative ways there to get our local people into jobs, but also incentivize companies to hire local. We still are seeing a great influx of out-of-town companies looking at Charlotte. I think a lot of companies learned in the pandemic that their employees perhaps want out of major urban areas. And we had obviously a big influx of residents, just single residents deciding to move to Charlotte. They can work remotely or things like that. And so I think companies are starting to pick up on that and we're seeing influx of that. For the big to medium sized companies, our incentives have stayed the same. We haven't seen an ask for more. I think it's the quality of life that we've built in Charlotte and the region as a whole is what is attracting them. And I think the fact that we get back to your first question, the fact that we are tackling some of the hard questions right now about our growth and trying to stay ahead of it is different. The one thing I will say is companies now are shifting in what we're seeing. So where it might be, you started with incentives, we just did a pitch to a company where their whole thing, their whole visit to Charlotte was about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Right. And it was really great to pitch a company on who we are based on that, not just incentives or not just real estate, which a lot of times pre-pandemic is some of the conversations. They wanted to know how is our community handling those types of issues.
And now that we find ourselves in this new economy, this new landscape, what's next for the city of Charlotte and the local economy?
I would anticipate that we are still going to see unprecedented growth. We have enormous momentum. Our intent and a lot of my team's daily work, for example, is still very focused on continuing that momentum. But we also have to understand that we have to continue on, as I mentioned, those hard growth questions, right? We were pre-pandemic saying that we had 121 people moving here every day. We're now at 130 people moving here every day. So I think the momentum continues. I think that we are going to see more companies looking from the West Coast to look to towards the East Coast, which has historically been hard. You know, that we get the Northeast pretty easily and we get the Midwest pretty easily, but not the West Coast. And so I think that we have a lot of opportunity there and going to see momentum happen around that. And so we're excited for that. I also see that we're going to continue in our small business growth. More entrepreneurial spirit coming out of the pandemic than I've ever seen before. And again, the office market is coming back strong. People are returning to work. There will be shifts in office sizes and, you know, how people work perhaps. But I also think at the end of this, we're going to be what Charlotte always has been, which is rebounding even bigger coming out of recessions. So I have all optimistic outlooks on Charlotte and its momentum.
Fabulous. Well, thank you again. That's Tracy Dodson, the Assistant City Manager and Economic Development Director for the City of Charlotte. My name is Abby Malone. Thank you so much, Tracy.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.